We've planned a whole programme participating poppies as part of having the poppies here at the Ulster Museum, and we very much wanted to make it an inclusive programme, telling lots of different stories, approaching the poppies in lots of different ways. So we weren't just looking about the history of the First World War, we were looking at broader themes such as symbolism and identity and remembrance. And in terms of the actual First World War, we wanted to look at a very broad perspective, and we wanted to ensure we included the experiences of women as well as men. So that was one of our aims right from the outset. And then when we realised that the actual centenary of the formation of the Wrens would fall when the poppies were here, we thought it was really important that we mark that important event. And so we got in touch with Victoria from the National Museum of the Royal Navy, and it was just a fantastic opportunity to hear these really inspiring and in some ways quite incredible stories of women and the different roles they've had in the Navy over time.
Was there anything that surprised you or that you didn't know about?
There was actually plenty that surprised me. I had heard the story of Hannah Snell dressing up as a man. I didn't realise that she wasn't the only one, and that they must have had such determination to be part of the Navy, to actually kind of transform their whole way of being and living. The different kind of struggles women went through for recognition that they were equals.
What else have you got planned for the final week of the poppies being here?
Well, of course, we want people to come along and just enjoy the poppy sculpture while it's here at the Ulster Museum. As well as seeing the poppies, we have our modern history gallery where we tell many stories of the First World War, in particular how it related to people here in Ulster. And we have our three very family-focused discovery centres about art, history and natural science. And each of those has a specific theme that is linked to the poppies. So in our art zone, we have a theme about the symbolism of the colour red. In our nature zone, we have a theme about seeds and poppies. And then in our history zone, we have a theme about the language of flowers. So we'd like people to participate in those activities. We also have a symbols trail, which takes you around the museum collections and looks at symbols over time and place and the way they've changed. And that's something that will extend beyond the poppies being here. So again, something else for people to take part in.